It's time for Dial-A-Doc with FHN. Joining us today, Misty Potts, Financial Resource Coordinator at FHN. And we'll be talking a little bit about ACA enrollment. Good morning, Misty. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Nice of you to join us today. A little sun shining in. I hope you've got a window there and letting a little of that in. Tell us, Misty, your role at FHN is to help people figure out their bills. Well, what all do you do in that role?
Yes, my role as the financial resource coordinator is to assist our patients with their health care costs. So that's such as answering questions regarding their medical bills, and also to review for any type of resources that FHN has available, such as FHN discounts and or financial assistance programs, but also enrolling for medical coverage for both through Medicaid and the Marketplace.
I'm sure you have to answer lots of questions, and people, especially as if they don't have somebody, especially for like ACA and some of those, people don't always know exactly what to do. So I'm sure you're a wonderful resource for them to guide them to certain things. And with that, the open enrollment period coverage for the Affordable Care Act now open. Are there any differences from last year to this year?
Yes, the open enrollment, well, it does do still have the same insurance options as last year. Both Blue Cross and Quartz are offered for our area. But the open enrollment is through December 15th with a plan effective date of January 1st. However, this year it also has an extension due to enroll through January 15th, but that plan effective date would be then for February 1st. So there is an extension, and then there's also been also an extension on the cost savings reduction. So that's for any type of qualifier for the premium tax credit to help lower those premium costs as well.
It's nice to know you're there trying to figure out the best way and least or most affordable way for folks. Now, how does the ACA coverage work with HMOs in Illinois?
The HMO, it works when the members must choose a primary care physician who is within the HMO network. So, for instance, if a patient was to choose one of FHN's primary care physicians, then that doctor must refer you to any specialty physician and or facility who is also within that HMO network. So that primary care physician coordinates all of the patient and their family health care needs.
That's a good thing to know, that your primary doctor is guiding you to other things and always is in the know on what's going on. Tell us this. We're visiting with Misty Potts, Financial Resources Coordinator at FHN with Dial-A-Doc today on The Morning Mess. Quartz, Misty, has been a second option for coverage in addition to Blue Cross Blue Shield for several years. This is a local option that started in this region. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and how it's been working, and how do the coverages compare between Quartz and Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Sure. So most people have found that Quartz offers a little bit of a lower premium cost with deductibles and also the out-of-pocket. So if the patient, like I stated, if the patient does doctor with all of FHN providers, they have found Quartz to more so be a great option. The coverages between Quartz and Blue Cross are different. Quartz is an HMO versus where Blue Cross offers a PPO. So the two plans are different in the sense that HMO provides the patient access to the doctors and treatments within a network. However, where Blue Cross with a PPO network offers a greater flexibility.
What does PPO stand for?
Participating Provider Organization.
Okay. Lots of acronyms in the medical field.
Yes.
Lots and lots. Are there any certain types of patients for whom one of the plans might be a better choice?
Usually what I will advise our patients is that before you select a health plan for you and your family's medical needs, just make sure that they are aware of those differences between the PPO and the HMO that's offered. You know, that's definitely where I come in. We sit down, we go over what are the medical needs of that family, and then we will choose what plan will definitely fit best for what they are needing.
Have the premiums gone up?
We have noticed a slight increase with the Blue Cross plans. Now, Quartz is showing a slight decrease. So, but however, the cost savings reductions, which is that premium tax credit, they have also extended that. So we've been noticing that a lot more of our patients are qualifying for those premium tax credits to help lower those costs for those premiums.
And that's something that they have to ask about or at least know about. I would think you would be a wonderful resource for some of this stuff because it gets confusing for folks.
Yes, absolutely. They can just reach out to me. We can even do a calculation over the phone, or they can even set up an appointment to come in to figure that out.
If you have elderly parents, say, for example, and they may be, I wouldn't say confused, but don't always remember everything talked about in an office, is it okay for children of older patients to maybe join in with you so that they hear what you have to say and can help out?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyone who they feel most comfortable with having the information and being present, we can also do that. But we do, I do make it a point to print out a lot of the documentation, go over it specifically, highlight certain points, and then I'm always that resource for a point of contact with any questions.
That sounds so helpful because everybody nods while you're talking to them. And then they go to the car and go, what was that? And so that's wonderful, especially highlighted things that they can reread and go over again what you've already talked about. So when people come in to visit you, what do they need to bring with them to be able to be signed up? And is there something that people often forget or don't have that really is important to the sign-up process?
Yes, for our new enrollees to the marketplace, it's definitely required for all for them to have the estimated household income, because again, that projection is for next year of what your estimated household income. So that way, we can truly see if we can get them qualified for those premium tax credits. And then also, it's required to have all of the Social Security numbers for the household that would be enrolling in the coverage. And then for our re-enrollees, they should just bring in their prior year's login and password information, and then we can go from there to complete the application.
Some great advice. So where is your office, and how long will it take for somebody to get signed up, and what is the deadline for enrolling?
I'm located directly in the hospital. And an appointment for new enrollees can take up to 1 to 2 hours. And then for our re-enrollees, I would say allow up to about 30 minutes to an hour.
Is this something that needs to be done every year?
Yes. Okay. So they must re-enroll, either re-elect with the same plan or shop for a different plan, but it is a requirement to do it every year.
Is it a good advice to do a little shopping? Do people find better deals most years?
I definitely am suggesting a lot to our patients to shop this year just because of the cost savings reductions that has been expanded. I just am recommending that they look at all of their options to truly fit with the plan that meets their medical needs.
And everybody probably has a little different information and different plan that they might need, so definitely a good thing to do. So with that, by the way, we're talking with Misty Potts, Financial Resource Coordinator at FHN, part of Dial-A-Doc. Where can people find out more?
Oh, definitely by going out to our website. So visit FHN, www.fhn.org. Or you can even utilize and go through the marketplace at www.healthcare.gov. But also, as a resource, by any questions whatsoever, you can contact FHN's customer service. And that phone number is 815-599-7950.
And again, Misty, the deadline is?
December 15th.
I'm guessing maybe in the health industry with masks and everything, hugs aren't a good idea, but I'm guessing there are some people after they visit with you that just want to give you a big hug for helping them out with all this stuff.
Yeah, we utilize and do some fist pumps or some elbow bumps. So
excellent. We've been visiting with Misty Potts, Financial Resource Coordinator at FHN, and she can certainly help you out. Misty, thanks so much for joining us with Dial-A-Doc today. You have a good day yourself.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's Dial-A-Doc. This is WBGR Big FM 93.7 and The Morning Mess.